This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he, and this is Umar, he was walking and he saw Ubay ibn Ka'b. And who is Ubay? Ubay is the Qari of the Qur'an. Ubay, the Prophet said, whoever wants to read the Qur'an fresh as it was revealed, let him learn the Qur'an from Ubay. غَضًّا طَرِيًّا كَمَا أُنزِلْ. Ubay. Ubay was walking in the souq and he had an entourage of students around him. طُلَّابُ الْعِلْمِ. He had a group like the celebrities of our times. This was the first time celebrity sheikh begins, huh? Umar radiallahu anhu took a stick. Ubay said, what did I do? I mean, what did I do? And Umar said, listen to this. Oh Ubay, this is a fitna. We're talking about fitna? This is a fitna for the one who follows and the one who is followed. Your ego and their dependence on you. Stop portraying this cult of a personality. Subhanallah. This is Ubay. What then do you think of minuscule people like me or anybody else? A'udhu billah. And by the way, I'm a big critic of this culture of celebrity sheikhdom. I'm a big critic of it, even as I know, a'udhu billah, that I'm one of the causes of it. Wal'iyadhu billah. I don't like it. I hate it, and Allah is my witness, I hate it. It's a fitna for the person. If it would be a fitna for Ubay to be surrounded by 10 people, do you not think it is a fitna for some of us to have millions of followers on Facebook? Do you not think it is a fitna for some of us to be surrounded by tens of thousands? We are human beings. It's a fitna for the tabi' and a fitna for the matbu' as well, both. Why is it a fitna for the one following? Well, Ya Ubay, what if you make a mistake, Ya Ubay? Ya Ubay, this guy has put you higher and higher and higher and higher. He has linked you with the Quran, linked you with Islam, linked you with the Prophet ﷺ. He should not have done that. He made a mistake. He shouldn't have done that, but he did. And he kept on making you higher and higher and higher and higher. Now, your fall, and you will fall because you're human. Your slip, and you will slip because we all slip. Your mistake, وَكُلُّ ابْنُ آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ, will be taken as the mistake of Islam. It was a problem for you and him to kept on being higher, jacked up higher, higher, higher. You took it and they did it. That's why Umar from the nipped it in the bud. Stop it. Don't link religion with one person. Religion is above one person. Any person. Any person. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, if Imam al-Bukhari had never come, the religion of Islam would still be preserved. If Imam al-Bukhari had never come, it would not have harmed Islam. Then who do you think of Yasir Qadi or Fulan and Allan? Wallahi, we are doing khidmat to Islam. Islam doesn't need us. Islam does not need us. Islam is above individuals. But it is a problem when a person of weak iman links a person with Islam. So when the person falls, in their mind Islam falls. The problem was in their mind, not in the person. They shouldn't have linked the person to Islam. This is a fitna. Fitna for tabi' and matbu'. So, at times of fitna, we turn to Allah, not to human beings. At times of fitna, we increase our ilm. And we follow real ulama. And ulama, real ulama, doesn't mean the most followers on Facebook or the most popular on YouTube. Wallahi, that is not the case. The real alim, wal'iyadhu billah, may Allah protect us, it is the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the real alim. That's the real alim. Not the one whom you think is this and that, a'udhu billah.